Nearly 1,000 Korean police threatened to storm a Buddhist temple in Seoul Thursday, where a fugitive claimed sanctuary. Hong Sang-yeon, the leader of the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions, took refuge in the Jo-ja Temple in downtown Seoul. He was accused of inciting violence during a labor rally on November 14th. Han also was wanted for organizing illegal labor demonstrations in the past. Han denied inciting any violence at any rally. "I am not a murderer, a heinous criminal. I am a fired laborer," Han said Thursday. Preparations for Han's appearance took place a day before the temple drama. The Buddhist leaders met with police Wednesday to allow more time to negotiate. The leaders also received a promise from police that the temple would not be stormed. On Thursday, Han agreed to surrender to police despite a noon deadline. There is no South Korean law preventing police from entering religious sites to carry out arrests, but authorities usually do not raid temples for arrests. I'm Jim Tedder.